You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey.
Let's go.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's time for one of those things where we're supposed to make a situation better, but we usually make it somehow worse.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
Song yet?
I think you guys need to burn them on like a CD for me, and I can play them in my car on the way home.
Tiak, what are we tackling?
Once again, we have a lovely couple today, Alyssa and Sean, and they just came in with some inheritance money. We're gonna help them spend it.
Woo! Yeah.
Or not.
Oh no.
Wow.
I kind of sandbagged there.
Such a roller coaster. Alyssa won the toss. She gets to go first. Alyssa?
Hey, guys. Yay!
Yay! What's going on?
Well, guys, my father recently passed away.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Yeah, it was tough, but he was sick for a while, so, you know, it's... anyway, it's okay. He's better. You know, it was painful. But, I mean, the reason I'm calling is because my dad left me a lot of inheritance money.
A lot. Like, you said that with a lot of emphasis on that. That sounds like a lot. You don't have to tell us how much, but.
Definitely don't tell us how much. That's weird.
Really?
Yeah, don't ask her.
We don't need to know.
You're not the person who's at least a little bit curious on how much she's got.
It's a lot. I'm not happy for her, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a lot of money. Sorry, we tangented. Like, this is serious. And what's the problem?
Well, so my father was always a penny pincher. His whole life, he saved all his money up until his death. And
a lot,
like he would eat tomato and mayonnaise sandwiches for supper. He just would, save money.
Okay.
And he never did anything like fun. He never lived with it.
Mm.
So now he's given it to me, and I just want to spend it in the way my dad never got a chance to do. You know, I want to buy a nice car and go on like a long vacation. I just want to truly enjoy the money that he worked and sweated for his whole life.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. He never enjoyed his money. I want to bring it to life, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, I completely understand.
Wait.
Let's get his side in here. I know already.
You have
what
judgment in your tone.
I know I do, because I can already. Sean.
Yay.
Yay.
What do you want to do with the money?
We got to save it and invest it, because the way the money's going in the economy, we needed to have it later. We need to have it making interest, so we have it later, not blowing it now on a car that loses half of its value when it leaves the lot, on a vacation the kids won't even remember. It's a waste.
Okay. It sounds to me like you're very much like her father was.
Well, look, I think the best way to honor someone's passing is he was blessed enough to leave us with this money. And he has money because he was good with money. The lesson that he leaves us for us is to continue being good with money. And that's the best way for us to honor his life.
Sean sounds like my fiance.
To keep saving it, because that's what he would have wanted.
That's what he would have done?
Do.
Guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, Erica?
It's not Sean's
money. Oh, no.
It's not Sean. That is not Sean's dad.
I don't... okay.
Well, it doesn't matter, though, because if it goes to Alyssa and she's married, unless they have a prenup.
No, I do. I will say this. I think Erica's right in a legal sense. Like, inheritance does
stay the child.
Yes.
Okay.
But I mean, are you going to do, when you get married, Erica, are you going to go, this is mine, that's yours?
No, but I think that it's not really fair for Sean to say, well, we have to invest it, when that wasn't his
death. He can't. He gets a say as a spouse.
He could have opinions.
Okay, I'm sorry, Sean. I actually really find you wonderful, but...
Wow. 303-222-5423. That's the number to call if you want to yell directly at Erica, or...
Bring it on.
I mean, you can pick a side on the Great Mate Debate, mm-hmm. or you can tell her... Like, I understand what you're saying. In a black and white world, everything you're saying is right. But relationships are nuanced. No,
but so, someday... Right, I'm getting married.
Yeah.
Someday when one of our parents passes. I don't think, say it was my fiancé's.
Do they have money?
There will be inheritance. I don't think I get much of an opinion of what we do with that.
I think if your marriage is good, you absolutely do. It's like,
yeah, and I'm not married yet. Yeah. So maybe that's why I don't know.
I didn't get this money. Alyssa, I don't want to put words in your mouth, so I'm going to just ask you point blank. Do you feel like you just got an inheritance, or do you feel like you and Sean got an inheritance?
Well, I mean, in my dad's will, it was to me.
That's not what I asked you. I asked you, if you find $5 on the ground and you're walking with Sean, is that your $5 or is that your?
That is so different.
Yeah.
It's no, well, it's. No, it's not. Well, because can I say why? Can I say why? I'll say why. When I was married, I made more than her. That was our money. Oh, but I was working for that money. But that's, oh, no, that like it's our money. Any money that comes into a marriage, in my opinion, is our money.
I agree completely. Yeah. If my wife gets a raise, well, now we have more money as a, yes. She's not like, well, we have this much and then I have.
She doesn't suddenly
this much
go,
extra.
Oh, I have a bigger dress budget.
Because then you never grow as a, because then what if then I get a raise? I'm like, well, now this is my money. And then now it feels like you're still separated, you know? So I'm with you.
I'm with you on salary. I'm not with inheritance.
That's your,
and I'm sure that doesn't make sense, but.
No, it does, because that was your dad, but it's like, I don't know. Just all of a sudden, I'm just going to say all of a sudden $1 million shows up. She said a lot. So I'm going to say it's $1 million or more. All of a sudden $1 million shows up. I think you're straining your relationship if you go, well, I wonder what I'm going to do with my money.
I don't think she's saying that she wants to take their family on trips and buy cars and live with the money. I think it's a beautiful sentiment, actually. But
to not honor dad and the way he got.
No, but to be like, he didn't get to live with this, so I'm going to like live and make memories that our kids and us will remember. Am I right, Alyssa?
Absolutely. That's it. I think that my father sort of sat in some fear too. And he died too young, and life is way, way, way too short to not live.
I agree, and I know a lot of people are going to call and go, here's a compromise. Take half and do this. Mm. But
compromise is the answer.
It is probably the answer. But I wanted to hear from people and go, is it dishonoring her father to not save it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Because who are you to go, he didn't know good enough how to spend the money. Like, I'll show him. Like, because he wouldn't have had the money if he bought nice cars and vacations,
sure.
Like, then you wouldn't have. So I don't know. I'm torn.
And the other question that I have, you guys, hang on, we're going to talk behind your back even more, but hang on. The other question I have is Erica, like, I understand on paper that he doesn't have a say, but he absolutely should.
If we're talking about a black or white, no, he doesn't. But if we're talking about a gray area, a compromise is in the cards.
Well, so if he doesn't, I mean, does the money just go in like a separate account and then she's just like, is like, oh, I have my car and like, I'll have my bottle of wine and I'll have my, because I'm like
that's
rich
the way
now.
I need you, to, can like, I get your fiance's number? Because I need to warn him about some stuff.
No, I feel like he would understand my point of view. And maybe,
he wants it on that money.
Maybe like, I'm wrong.
Say, all right. Where does the money go? Who gets a say? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're in the middle of a Great Mate debate between Alyssa and Sean. Her father recently passed, which is bad, but he did leave a bunch of money for them. And she's like, let's just blow it.
And may we remind you that Alyssa and Sean are married.
Yeah, they're married. Married, have kids. Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So but the reason he had all that money is because he saved it his whole life. He just never spent it on anything.
Erica, this is a part where we're recapping. So he's just recapping.
Yeah.
You feel like he's taking a side.
I do
but
feel
he's
like
just recapping.
Side.
Would you like to recap something?
My recap was, just to be clear, you said that the father left money for them. The father left money for his daughter, who is married.
A lot of the texters want to make sure it's clarified. Inheritance is not shared. It goes to her. Unless it's in a
in a legal sense.
Yeah.
In a legal sense. I have already... What do you do in a court of law? I will
conceded.
Stipulate. I will stipulate that that's true. I think if that's the way
you
think, I'm just saying, if that's the way you think, you're not going to be married long.
I agree. Whoa.
Lori?
I.
Ooh, that was tragic.
I know I was. Sorry.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side, baby. I'm on her side. Her dad worked his entire life for that money, and he specifically left it for his child. That is her decision to make. He came into the marriage long after that relationship was already established. So I'm on her side. You can't take it with you. I hope you enjoy it.
Okay, but Lori, do you think, like me as a father, like if I would hope that my kids learned the lessons of me? And like when I give them the money, that they follow in my footsteps with that money?
What would that be?
Well, with me, it's different. It's blowing on booze and
and fun things. No.
Blow it. I'm saying enjoy it. Don't blow it. Enjoy it.
Okay.
That is two different things.
Okay.
I think you can do both, kind of be smart with it and also enjoy it.
Let's keep going here. Michelle?
Hi.
Hi. Whose side are you on?
I don't have a side.
Oh.
I think since they're a married couple, and I think her husband cares about her father as well, that they should both be together on deciding that the money is important since they're married and they have a future together. Because you never know that one of them can be sick and they do have children, that they should invest some of the money. And at the same time, to honor her dad, since he never really lived to enjoy his life, that they should use some of that money and go on vacation and, you know, buy her a car, a nice car, and do something together with family. And
because, like, here's the thing. I don't mean to get weird, but, like, I recently lost my father.
Mm-hmm.
And let's pretend he left me a bunch of money.
Okay.
And I'm like, cool, I'm going to go out and buy a car. I've had my eye on this Audi this whole time. I love Audis. My dad was a Ford man through and through. I'm not honoring him if I go buy an Audi. I'm not. And, and I'm like,
put it that way.
Like, I'm so, like, we're all just like, you honor him by blowing his money.
Can I ask a dumb question, though?
What?
Like, and I don't know, it's harsh. Do you have to honor them?
Ooh.
They're not around.
My question was, is there anything that your dad wishes he could have done in his life? In this hypothetical scenario.
Yeah.
That then.
Maybe, but he didn't want to do a lot. But so I just think it would be really weird of me to go and buy a foreign car with my dad's money.
I'm sure he would want you to do whatever you want to do, whether or not he agrees with it. He wants you to be happy.
The tides are turning with Aaron.
No, it's not.
You don't know my dad.
You don't know my dad. Like, no way. My dad would be like, what are you doing? Like, if your dad was anti-drug and you went like, I bought a dispensary.
Okay,
talking about that, like the extremes. Like,
but I think my dad.
I don't think he would care about the kind of car
I think he absolutely would. My dad would be like, that's not made in America, man.
Come around, kick the tires for sure.
Yes. Jose.
Yeah.
Whose side are you on?
I am on the wife's side. So I was in the same situation, got a big portion of money from her grandpa. But I'm a little bit on the husband's side as well. Just we were able to invest in some properties and also go on a vacation. But I definitely am on the wife's side. Enjoy the money. Life is short.
But what if life isn't short? Oops. And you don't have any money left at the end. Oops.
You never know. But
keep
that's
working.
Why
you don't quit your working. Job.
Yes. But that's why I'm on the husband's side a little bit as well. We were able to invest in some properties and get some income that way. But you know, spend.
Good for you, Jose.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Let's get one more in here. Diego.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
Man, I am on the wife side.
Sean was the wife, I think, right?
The defeat in Slacker as this has gone on.
Oh, man. It's just that Eric has taken a victory lap and it's driving me a little bit nuts.
Yeah. But I'll do it again.
Okay. Why, though? Why? If you know your dad was a penny pincher, are you disrespecting his memory by just blowing the money? That's all I'm asking.
Not really, because he lived the life that he chose with the money. So he made a decision. Now that she has an inheritance, she has a decision to live with the money, a decision to not spend it or to spend it.
All right. Thanks, man. looks like we're out of time. Did everybody, am I crazy?
No, there was someone, there's quite a few texters actually on Sean's side as well. Someone said, have you heard of the third generation curse by the third generation? All family fortune has been spent, and this woman is the reason.
Wow.
But if we're going by the phones, Alyssa, enjoy your new car. And
thank you.
I'm so mad because it's just... And then Aaron goes, do we even have to honor him? You're right.
I think, no, and I do think, because obviously I've lost family members too. Yeah. You want to honor them. You don't have to tie yourself down to that though.
Like forever.
Yeah. Like I'm sure they would want you to go live, have fun, go on a vacation with the money, but also invest it.
All right, so we're compromising and Erica has her first great mate debate win over soccer.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. I need to admit something and also ask something of you.
Okay.
All.
Okay. What?
Well, I'll start with the question. Where's the most embarrassing place that you have cried?
Aaron, you're out.
Everywhere.
All of Denver has heard me cry.
Okay.
Yeah, we could do a week's worth of shows on Aaron crying.
Yeah. I cried in a Costco. I had my first panic attack there.
Oh, that is a dark
Costco?
Dark
yeah.
place.
Ooh. It took me like a year and a half to go back.
So you just got overwhelmed by the Costco-ness?
At the checkout, yeah.
I mean, do you not understand a panic attack, Slacker?
Well, I'm trying to figure out.
It just kind of happens sometimes.
Yeah. I understand that, but like you also have to understand Costco is my happy place, so I can't understand anybody panicking there. It's like the most calming. I don't care. I went on a Sunday recently.
Dark. That's the worst time to go.
But it's still calming for me.
No.
It's still Costco. You're going to make me cry.
Okay. And that will be the most embarrassing place Slacker has cried.
Hack, you.
There's a, I want to say I was like, it's not for the same reason, but I cried when I was like 8 because we used to go to the junior college basketball program in our town was really, really good. And we used to go to all the games. I'm a big basketball fan. And I remember one time they were warming up and Jock Jams is playing and they're doing the light show and it's everything.
Jock Jams.
And I remember being swept up in the emotion and just being like, I love this so much. And I was tearing up and we went to the game with my dad and one of his buddies. And the buddy kind of saw me out of the corner of his eye. I was like, hey, your kid's crying. I was like, I'm just so happy. I love basketball.
So that's like a concert experience for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know that counts.
I cry at concerts all the time.
Same.
There's just something about it. So yeah. Like for what? You.
Not during a sad song.
No. There's something about it's like the music actually goes into your body.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron gets
yeah.
it.
Yeah. The Jock Jams.
And
it's just the moment is so great. It's overwhelming.
Come on. Don't tear up.
I wasn't positive what I was going to say for when I've cried in a weird place, but now that you're saying it, it was a concert, but it wasn't like a concert that makes me cool or butch or anything. It was Drums Along the Rockies. So it's just a drum. It's just a whole bunch of drums.
But it made you cry because you were moved by the music.
It's just like their sticks are all moving exactly the same. Like they're when there's just a line of drums and it's like a funky thing happening and it's just like
it's beautiful.
It's,
yeah.
And I was just like I didn't even feel it coming. You're sitting going, this is cool. And all of a sudden you go, you take that breath and you're like, oh God. And I'm like mid. Then it's just like torrential rain and it's like, and I was with there were women present and it was like they were like what.
My dad's friend is there. He's like, Slacker's crying.
You're a genius. That guy. Okay, so where did you cry? Well, do we make you feel better to talk about
no,
wherever you
No, because
cried?
My crying was being overwhelmed. Oh, no. So I guess Aaron okay. might understand it the best, but okay. I bought a car this weekend.
Yeah, let's go!
Actually, first ever car I've purchased for myself as an adult.
Nice.
Or ever, I guess.
Congrats.
Yeah, I mean, probably
You're
half the crying
old
was
for
the...
this to be your first one. Sorry.
Am I not allowed to say that? I am a 22-year-old woman. Okay. I'm just kidding. No, it's not that weird. I got a car and then it lasted 10 years.
Oh.
And okay. now I'm buying a car for the first time.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Anyway, probably part of it. Yeah, now I feel more judged.
No,
than,
I just, I
don't
know.
Cry.
Yeah. I just feel like I did it pretty, like I even bought my first car at 16.
Okay. So I am a spoiled brat.
Got it.
I was given cars got prior it. To this one. Okay. Got now it. We're all on the same page. Okay. I suppose the best way I can put this is I don't recommend going to purchase a car and looking at a wedding venue and needing to be somewhere with all of you in the evening in the same day.
That's a lot.
It was too much.
Oh.
And the car process ended up taking a lot longer than I had been told it would take even from the person
they
I
lied
was
with.
They lied.
5 minutes. Yeah. If we're not going to haggle, 5 minutes.
Look, I got the car of my dreams. Everything is great. It's wonderful. But they lied yeah. about how long I would be there. And a woman looked at me and said, it's going to be another hour. And I started crying. Oh. And she said,
oh no,
why are you crying? And I was like, I just need to be in this firefighter calendar thing.
Oh my God. Seriously?
Yeah.
Did that speed it up?
So maybe the lesson
oh
is tears work, baby.
Understand when you're TX.
A steep discount too, actually.
No, there was no discount.
So okay.
So I got the car, but it was kind of an it was
and
an
you
embarrassing
won't let any
process.
Of us see it. Like I asked to see it. You
no,
like
I'm not hiding the car from you. I got it on Saturday.
Okay.
Like, it's not been that long.
I know, but you I still feel like okay.
She gave you a chance and you took too long.
Aaron gets it.
You guys going to cry together? You're going to cycle up and cry together?
Maybe we'll just bring out a drum line and get you to cry.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Improper statistics with TAC.
Mm-hmm.
You think most people have never watched their parents boink?
Wait. Can we not say watched?
Yeah. Okay, well, witnessed.
Yeah.
Okay,
walked in thank on, you. Yeah.
Well, yeah, a high majority, 90% probably, have never walked in on it happening. 90%.
Okay, I don't. You really think it's that high because you didn't?
Right, I never did.
And did you
I
know they were boinking?
I've never talked to any of my friends who've been like, "Yeah, man."
You
the
know,
other
but
day,
you don't,
I've, it's never happened.
They don't want to talk about it.
I've asked them, and they just
no, you haven't. 303-222-5423. Text in if you've seen your parents do
or,
the
or if your parents and your, and, kids, and your have kids have walked yeah. in on you, which T-Hack, you're a parent.
Mm-hmm.
Has it? Been a problem?
No.
Because hasn't. You lock your door.
Yes. I'm the most. What's another word for anal?
Diligent.
Diligent. I'm the most diligent person.
I've never done diligent. What's that?
I'm very diligent because I don't want it to happen.
Oh, can I just say it's radio, so not everybody gets the joy of this, but. Erin just sometimes just puts her head down and is like, I'm out. Yep. Like, she's just like, nothing to say about the diligent. Or,
okay.
I'll be over here.
Here's the thing. I think, I don't know 100%, but I'm pretty sure I did see my parents. Because it's one of those things that you just go, I got to shove that down. I got to like not, I got to not let that be a core memory.
Don't
did
let
you, like,
this imprint.
And walk away? Or did
see,
you hang
I don't remember. Like, I know. Okay, couple things. When you guys were growing up, I am older than you, but there weren't like people didn't put locks on their doors inside the house. There was a lock on the bathroom door. There still
That's
is
it,
a lock
yeah.
on the bathroom door. That's the only door in a house that has a lock on
yeah.
it. At a certain generation of house, I don't know what year they started putting locks on bedroom doors. That seemed like what are you locking your kids in there? Like, you know?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
What?
Well, it is. It can be kind of dangerous too, especially like our kids have done it where they lock the door on the inside.
Oh,
and we have to pop it out because they don't know what like, they're doing. Yeah,
right. So you just walked in, Like you, I would just walk into my parents' bed if I needed to barf. Like
I threw up. Yeah.
You go in like, yeah.
Well, now you really need to barf.
So I know for a fact, I've seen something I shouldn't see.
But like, was it actual relations or was it the beginning?
Or
the end. Oh no.
He nailed the dismount.
Oh, gosh.
Both feet flat on the ground.
Go dead.
Come on. I don't think it's that.
I don't think it's like, I don't think it's weird. I just don't think it happens. Like there's a story, there's a sex therapist.
Yeah.
And she says it's bound to happen eventually that yes. your kids will walk in on you.
Yes. Like, well, it's not just, anymore because of locks, but yeah. like sometimes
but you just, wouldn't do anything. Like you wouldn't lean some against, that was old, put the chair against the door or something.
No.
You know?
I feel like that's like really killing the mood.
Yeah.
You're like,
you
gotta lean the chair up real quick.
I know something that will also kill the mood. A Your child kid. Walking in. Perhaps more.
Because I'm going to tell you. I will tell you, like, I've had a friend who, they have locks on their doors, but, like, sometimes you're just, like, you're moving, right? You're like, let's, like.
Or it's, like, late at night and you think your kid's asleep.
Right.
I'm not a parent. I'm just assuming.
Mm.
And then you're in the act, and then you feel the tiny little hand.
No.
Touching your bare skin.
No.
And they're just like. And in this case, I remember it so distinctly.
Were you the tiny hand? Or
No. Okay. It's a friend of mine. And the little hand was like, and then the kid was like, stop hurting mom.
Oh.
Because
from a child's perspective, if you've watched enough wrestling or MMA or whatever, it's like, she's clearly tapping out. She's trying to like.
Oh, fucker.
The poor kid just trying to save their mom.
No, Dad, don't.
I don't like this.
Yeah.
But so this, to circle back, the story says what Tiak has a problem with is he doesn't think it's ever going to happen. Let's pretend it happened to you right now.
Okay.
Even though, like, somehow you guys forgot the lock.
Okay.
What are you going to say? Because most people do what it's like, we were just wrestling. Like, you don't tell them the truth. You don't say, this feels great.
I
don't know.
This.
I'm not trying to be weird. Like what?
Right, honey? It's okay. Honey, back me up.
You gotta say something though. Right?
Yeah, I think I would just say like we were having some alone time, some adult time maybe, or like we need a moment.
Oh, so you'd lean into it. You're not making up like we were playing a horse and jockey. Or
no, because I feel like as someone who doesn't have kids, well, I feel like that could be encouraging the kids to like, they're
to
playing
emulate.
A horse. Exactly.
Oh, jeez.
So I agree with Hack. Again, I know I don't have kids, but I would assume that I would do something like that too, where it's like, this is mom and dad time.
Yeah, I agree. I try to like lie as little as I have to, because I just, every time you say something that's not true, eventually you have to go, remember that thing that wasn't true. Yeah. And I don't like to do that. So even like if my wife and I are going out on a date, we're getting a babysitter, we just tell them like, mommy and poppy want to spend some time together because we're married and that's important. It's not like, well, we have, you know, don't make up a lie for no reason. So I think the similar, mommy and poppy want to spend some time together. You need to get out now.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Okay. I'm really confused because Erica doesn't have kids, but she's already wanting to drag her kids into what she calls adult movies.
Wait.
Text in 303-222-5423. Should we stop her from, you know, procreating?
Hold on.
Sorry, I just want to get all that out before you made your argument.
Right. No, the current debate online, not just in my head,
okay,
is should kids be at non-kid movies? That could be like a Star Wars.
Yeah.
Sound it
Are
out
you
in your head.
Right now?
What's that?
Star Wars?
Okay.
Okay, somebody else talk and give her a chance to pull it back together. Wars, of course a kid could be at Star Wars.
Yeah, that is. I would say that is a kid movie.
Maybe that was a bad example. What about
John Wick?
Well, that's very clearly not a kid movie.
I will tell slacker. I allowed my son to go to, if they're like rated R, just means not admitted under 17 without a parent. So if I want to drag my 10-year-old into John Wick and watch him shoot 20 guys directly in the face, I can do that. It's my prerogative.
Okay. I saw Titanic when I was 5, I believe.
You're comparing Titanic to John Wick? Is that what you're doing right now?
Paint me like one of your French girls. Like,
oh, so just because there's boobs in it?
Yeah, I think at 5 I was a bit young to see boobs that weren't a family member's.
So you don't think kids should have been allowed?
Okay. Just let her keep digging. I like this.
This is going bad.
Yeah. Where did you think this was going to go?
I don't care about the movies.
Or the win.
I don't actually care about the movies.
Sometimes just the best thing is to put down the shovel. Okay.
You want me to give up?
No, I want you to keep going. So
I don't care about the movies. I don't go to the movies.
So... But so if you were at a movie, I will say this. I've been at like a John Wick or like, what was I at? It might have even been Star World. If you bring a baby, that's different. Like
correct.
You can't bring a baby.
We're because talking babies young do children.
Cry. Yeah. Like if they're a child who can keep their poop in a group, you know, and not, I've just at a theater, like I know I've got 3,000 things to say all at once.
Yeah.
Like if you're on an airplane and the baby's screaming, that just happens. Mm-hmm. And if you're a person on that plane like, oh my God, how dare they? They deserve to fly somewhere.
Right. The baby they has don't rights
want,
to.
Yes. And they don't want they don't want the baby to cry. Like nobody right. wants it, but just suck it up.
Nobody hates it more than the parent who has the crying baby and is sure. like, I
as
hate this
the
so much.
A-hole who used to stare daggers at that person, once I had a kid, I'm like, oh my God, what a jerk I've been my entire, because you are, you're almost willing, please do not write angry texts, you're almost willing to smother your child to get it to stop.
Oh my gosh.
Because they're just like, nah, nah, and you're like, oh, for the love of God, shut up. You're, oh my God, everyone on this plane is staring at us.
Right.
It's the worst. If your kid does that at a movie theater, you can get up and step outside, unlike on a plane. And I've been at a movie where they didn't. And you're like,
oh, wow.
What? Like, we're trying, there's dialogue.
I think that's the premise of this whole debate right now is like, why are we bringing young children into the John Wick's, Titanic's, Star Wars of the world?
Can we don't have to devote a lot of time to this, but you cannot compare John Wick now.
Wow. It's contagious.
John World, Star Wick, and like, they're. I think certain movies, Star Wars for sure, kids, all day.
Mm-hmm.
Titanic, boobs, come on.
But also, death.
Which are we going to remember more? The boobs.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so we can debate that, but where do you want your unborn, you're not even conceived children
no,
to
like,
go?
I want them to be conceived in like 2 to 3 years.
Okay.
Because I still got to like get married and stuff.
Right.
But
why
I
are you
like
up talking?
Because I get annoying when I talk about being engaged. It just makes me uncomfortable.
Truth.
And never mind. I want to be able to bring these future children to breweries. And I got into a debate with a friend and he was like, they shouldn't be at breweries because they're crying.
It is interesting because a lot of people, if you are a young couple, you'd want like a Saturday out
at a
brewery.
You need a break.
But if you don't have kids.
You didn't drive to said brewery. Like,
no,
you're, like
walking,
you're not driving.
Walking distance from my
the
house.
The stroller walk.
Yeah.
There is something fun about the stroller walk together.
I mean, I love a Breckenridge Brewery off of.
Oh, down like Littleton?
Yeah. And they've got like a pretty massive play area. They bring food trucks and
I've been to the Prost up at 104th and there's kind of like kids running around.
And does it bother you? Because I think those are breweries, right? Like
if your kid won't shut up though, yes.
Go outside.
Well, I gotta go outside or you gotta go outside.
Whoever has the kid. I don't know who has the kid in this like, instance.
That is the problem is some parents just think they think the airplane argument applies everywhere. And it's like,
does it not? Like
it doesn't.
Open there?
No. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to remove yourself if your kid is being loud, period.
Yeah, because it's not just a chance, like, well, we're here and there's some lawn games outside. Kids, have at it. Because also, there's adults trying to play the yard games outside.
Yes.
And it's like, well, anytime I've been to a brewery, it's been with a bunch of dudes and they're playing the games more aggressively and stuff than what a kid
would.
And
also speaking in a manner that is not kid friendly.
Okay, so all I'm hearing is I have a lot to learn.
Yeah, I don't know that you should. Now I'm starting to
think I shouldn't have kids?
Well, no. There's a whole other show just about that. No, okay. Would you care if your little 3-year-old learned a bunch of words?
No, because I took them to that place. I have
that's all
nieces
I'm
and nephews, so I've been in this experience.
Okay. Because I've gone to a Rockies game where parents tapped me on the shoulder and went, can you stop cursing? And I'm like, no.
No. No. Because you don't bring them there.
Yeah, you don't have, there is a family section. The Rockies have an actual area, I think.
I don't know.
I swear, because
Slacker's losing it.
No, I mean, you go, I think there's it, but you have to pay for it. But it's then you go there and your kids are not, if somebody curses in there, then you go, hey, man, that guy's, because the day in question, the guy tapped me on the shoulder and he's like, can you stop cursing? And I was literally wearing a shirt that just said the F word on it. And I was like,
what?
I don't know. I was.
I feel like we've taken a turn here.
I was about to take some kids to an adult film, so I wanted the right shirt.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't want this to go bad, but Erica and I are already... okay. I asked the question, has everyone in the room had sober relations?
Yes.
It should be a yes from all of us.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. What?
You have not answered.
I have, obviously.
Right.
But what is the ratio of sober relations to non-sober relations?
Almost 100 to 0.
100 100 non-sober. No, not non-sober.
No. 90
More often
sober.
Than not, when you're relating, you've had zero chemicals in...
Yes.
Okay, you haven't been in Colorado long enough. Rest of the room,
I would say 85 to 15.
Sober.
Sober.
Stone cold sober.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, doesn't it kind of change, as you're dating, you're out going out for drinks, you're having dinner, so you've had, but then as you get married, you start to settle, or whatever, even if you're just long term, if you're not married, but then you're not going out to dinner as much, so then it kind of changes. So maybe it's a little more up front, but it's got to be, way less once you're in...
Why does this shock you so much?
I just
You've
feel...
been married.
Okay.
A few times?
I think... I've made a vow to not talk trash about my marriage on the air. But I would say this isn't talking trash about her specifically. It's kind of about the relationship in general.
Okay.
It was toxic enough at the end that I think we each to even... I think we just kind of had to get a little buzz on to even think about doing that.
Mm.
To intimacy needed... A little help. And so that's sort of carried over. And I've since then, it's just been kind of dating life.
Mm-hmm. Which is different. And so when you're casually dating or starting to date, it's what T-Hawk was saying. There's usually substances.
Right.
Or often.
Okay. Because I'm 90-10, 95, 99-1.
The other way.
Yes. And it's. It feels weird to think about you
being
guys
sober.
Having so no. I will say this though that I had an that there was a story that the Zoomers sober relations and I'm that's you right
yeah Aaron?
Aaron's a Zoomer
wow
a Z yeah, you yeah. think you're a Zillennial but you're the most Z in the room
yeah.
And Erica and Hack
yeah, I mean, I can't even relate to you guys when you say you're going to go home and have a glass of wine with dinner. I've done that maybe 3 times.
In your life?
I don't care about, I will rarely drink at home. I only drink if we're going out.
Okay. That's weird.
Yeah.
And then,
no, I'm the same.
You just don't, here's the thing. I think, Tiak, you don't like alcohol, really. I don't think you really like it.
No, I don't. Okay.
And Erin may or may not like it, but if she gets around it, she gets her arms around it and then just won't let it go.
That's
She's
not
like,
true.
Wrestles it to the ground until the ambulance
true.
Comes.
You saw me say no to one drink as she was pouring it and she stopped the bartender. And I was like, well, you're already pouring it. Fine, I'll have this one.
Right.
Twist my arm.
No, she didn't say give me 9 more, but.
Right.
Right.
Whereas I, okay.
Yeah.
So am I a problem? Because, but I will say this, like in my dating life, there was another, what I was going to say is there's another story about when do you want to have relations? Like what time?
Before dinner. Tough with this schedule, but.
Really? You?
I'd like to not be full.
Yeah, that's fair.
And like.
So before. So if you guys were going out.
That's different because then I did my makeup. Right, and it's you don't want to get that smashed nice all over
wherever.
Hey, my mom, listen to the show.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, okay.
I would say anytime for me.
Okay, but no hack.
I'm like, really? Any. No, but we can do it anytime. We can do it anytime. Like that commercial. Okay.
We buy any car. Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yep. Any.
We buy it. Okay, anytime.
Anytime.
But like, is there a time specifically that you like it the most?
No, I don't think.
There was a study out.
Earlier?
The psycho research team did do a study, and I know the time, and the times are radically different. And so far, Eric is not a typical female, and I want you to pick a time. Aaron, just.
Morning.
Oh my God, I give up.
That used to be my preference too, but.
Every female in this survey said night. Women wanted to do it at night.
It was from too tired.
Women.
They often get tired. I have heard that before.
Women were from 11 p.m. till 2 a.m.
What?
That's never awake.
Are you kidding me?
I am almost never awake at 11 p.m.
Yeah, but I mean, pre-dinners just feels so weird. Cause
it's
like,
really not. Because then you like, if you're going to dinner, you're like, you know.
It's radio. No one saw the face you just made.
It's just like you're in a good mood.
Yeah, and then there's less anticipation.
And like you can eat whatever you want, drink whatever you want, and there's going to be no limitations.
Any.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
1059.
24 hours have passed. That means we all get to listen to another entry from the diary.
Why have I forgotten what happened?
She's thinking very strongly about moving in with Mike.
Oh, yes. And her and Kim are writing notes to each other, not speaking.
They've gotten fully passive aggressive since their dust up, where it's like, there's drama, there's wine throwing, there's the dog being left outside. Now they're just, being high school children.
If you ask T-Hack, we're being too hard on Kim. Yeah. Yes.
Or beautiful woman.
Yeah, gosh, it must be so hard.
That's what the writer said the whole time. It's just judging her just on looks. It's just like, she must have it so easy. She has no problems. It's like, clearly she has problems. She has deep insecurities.
I do like that there is a champion in the room for the other side. I do. But there are times where we are kind of cycling up here, Hack, and we need you to like
join us.
Come on in, man.
I just want to get a hold of Kim's diary.
Yeah.
And see,
if there were such a thing.
She's like, I made dinner for them and then I got a drink thrown in my face and no one came. And then now she's going to move out and leave me with this lease, even though we just moved in together. Like, Kim has a side. I'm not saying I'm on that side. She just has one.
But the diary writer is definitely very good at writing from, like, her own perspective makes it seem like Kim is just the worst person on the planet.
Well, it just seems like this is the problem we keep running into, is like writers, like, I gave her so much and I told her about my whole life and I confided in her and I'm realizing I didn't know her.
So can I ask a question?
Sure.
Because you, Erica, you say you have a Kim in your life.
Yeah, and it's like a really sad, it's a sad realization when you realize someone you're really close with just shouldn't be that close to you.
So you've kind of already answered my question. Like, does writer, it's like, there's a certain point where it's like, I miss her, she's my best friend. It's like, what are we talking about? Like, how, so are you so bad at choosing friends that you chose the wrong person your whole life?
No.
But she's saying she did.
She's saying, she did say she missed her though.
Yeah.
But then she's also at the same time, like, she's such a B, and like, you, like, you're the person who, like, you chose her.
But people evolve, and sometimes you evolve separately.
But all that writer's written about in the diary has been negative towards Kim, even from the very first time we, like, were introduced to Kim.
Well, she was jealous.
She's just a Barbie. Negative
and
a she's
positive.
Perfect.
Wait, right. She's right. Like, she's so perfect. So she's building her up, but also saying.
But
she's
not
a
like in a friend
client.
Way.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, so that was all December something. December 3rd or something.
That was December 6th because we read 2 last time. So we read 3rd and 6th.
Okay.
Today is, and I warned you, it's looking short, December 15th.
It's short again?
I do not control what writer wrote.
Oh my God, we cannot veto 2 days in a row.
Hold on.
We can. We'll I mean,
see.
It's like.
We will see.
How? Okay.
Oh, wait. We might be. Okay, December 15th. Moving day. I don't really want to do this. I don't want to have to do this. I packed the place that made me less crazy. Oh, what?
I picked.
I, maybe.
I think it's picked because she was trying to decide between her mom's.
I picked the place that made me less crazy.
She was trying to choose between her mom's and Mike's, right?
What if I made the wrong choice?
If you say that's it, I'm going to punch you in the throat. I am going to punch you in the throat. I know, but you are for us.
But I am going to tell you. There's a weird little margin.
Hold it up to the camera so we can see it.
I think that we need to, I'm going to use my veto today because if I just read you guys that tomorrow, you'll scream at me again and I don't want to be screamed at, slacker.
I think you have to read it because you held it up to the camera. People are going to screenshot it and read it anyways.
That's also, it's really hard to read, I will tell you.
Don't do that if you hadn't thought of that.
Hold on. So you're saying we want satisfaction of another entry, and what you're going to give us is like a sentence.
I don't want.
You're
the,
using it, your veto.
We already
one
got
sentence.
Like one sentence, though.
It's not about the satisfaction. It's that I feel like we just have to get this out of the way, or else you guys are going to punch me in the throat again.
Okay, but not again. We've never done that. We've never ever done that. Before we read it, if she, when she says I picked a place that may it will make me less crazy, do you think that's Mike's or?
Mike's or her
or
mom's.
Like,
or
her sure mom.
Mike's.
Huh?
She talks all the time about her mom drives her crazy. It's for sure Mike's.
But she said that she wishes that she wanted to like be happy about moving in with the boyfriend and she doesn't quite feel that, right?
I think she said, I don't really want to do this.
In yesterday's.
I don't want to have to do that. Mm.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, so now we're down. Sure. You guys.
I'm going to do it. I'm calling
but
veto.
I just want
to
say.
I'm allowed to use my veto when I want to use my veto.
You are. But the problem is that leaves only Tiak and I.
I'm marking it in my notes. She's
but I want it.
It
very known that we are so hot-headed. He was ready to use it today. I was like, we're not going to make it. Like,
then we'll have to
just
surrender.
Read one a day, no matter what.
Once you use it, that's it. So maybe you guys should
maybe
take
do,
a long
maybe
hard
we do
look.
Five more.
No.
Yeah, I like that. We can rewrite the rules.
You guys. You are what's wrong with society today because you can't wait for anything. It's literally one day. It's 24 hours at most, 72.
We have said, oh my gosh. Wait 24 hours for the next thing. And then you read 2 sentences. Fine. You don't want any more vetoes? Erica has spoken. I will tell you where she parks her car.
Okay.
I will tell you the make and model of said car.
No.
And you, oh.
I got my plates put on it.
You did? You got your
finally.
Plates?
Ooh. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and read 12:16, and I'm going to try my best because it's a little hard
this
to read.
This is the margin one?
That's, this is in the margin.
She wrote in the margin of her own diary?
Oh, she
what are you making a face for? What are you doing? Oh my God, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I'll tell you after I read it. 12:16. There's a purple arrow because she's writing a purple pen. I must be new to that whole making up your mind thing. There's a heart and there's a star. That's it.
Are you kidding me?
I must be new to that whole making up your mind thing. So like, did she decide to stay with Kim? Did she change her mind about which person she was moving
she
into?
She definitely changed her mind.
She changed her mind about something. And the reason I made
that... We set a veto on that.
The reason I made that face...
You looked ahead.
I just saw the date of the next entry.
The date of the next entry is what?
It's later in the day, isn't it?
No. It's gonna
later
be
in
a
the same
long
day.
Time away.
It's February.
God, no!
2nd.
What?
No!
So we don't know what happened between. So the 16th, she writes that she must be new at making up her mind. Did she just a month and a half, and she's all oop. But she moved. I wonder if she like lost
New Year's.
I know. Oh my God. Ah! Someone had written a comment that was like, we're going to find out the year on New Year's. There is no New Year's entry.
Anyway, guys. What I want you to do is I want you to flip forward to the end and just read it, right?
No!
Read the end. I'm using my veto to go all the way to the end.
You don't get that.
Yes, I do. Why can't I use my veto any way I want?
Because I'm locking up the diary and it's over. Sorry.
Well, if you want to find out what happened over Christmas or New Year's, screw you, because we're not going to tell you. Erica specifically is not going to tell you.
But maybe she references it eventually.
No
but there's
way!
Not...
6 weeks later, you're not like, I forgot to remind myself.
Well, I mean, maybe we could piece together.
Maybe she'll mention at the New Year's party or something.
You know?
Like she might go like, oh my God, it's been forever since I wrote. Kind of thing.
1995.
I don't think she's going to say that.
They talk about 9/11.
Yeah,
so.
First off.
Okay.
Great point, Aaron.
Okay.
Okay.
There's only two vetoes left in the room, and the next diary entry, months away, is only 24 hours away for us.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about X texts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was something like on Reddit or something was like, if your ex texted you right now, and I mean, granted, almost everyone in here, 75% of the people in here are in relationships, rock solid relationships.
Yeah.
But if your ex texted you right now, I miss you. How would that hit you? And what would you send back?
Oh, how would that hit you? Like, whatever.
What if it's the one? You got the one? Is there still a one? I know that your fiance is like the guy.
He's the guy, and he's like the only guy who's worth tolerating. However, interesting tidbit about me is the only guy who I've dated worth tolerating. But the interesting thing is, I do have an ex here in Denver, so it's not that unlikely.
You never lived here.
Would you hang out
with
him?
How could you have an ex here?
No, I will not hang out with him because I think that would be weird. I met him on a bachelorette party here. Hello. If you're listening.
We
met on a bachelorette party. I went back to San Diego where I was living at the time and we were long distance for only a few months. It wasn't super serious. But like at this moment, he could be hearing this and he could think I'm going to text Erica.
We just got a text that says, I miss you, Erica.
Well, I would tell him, you messed up.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he couldn't handle the distance. Anyway, sorry.
That didn't sound very empathetic.
Wow. Do we think she's over that guy?
Yeah, you're over that guy. But his true breakup was, I can't handle long distance.
Which, I mean, valid. I can't either.
I think it was a cop out.
Oh.
I think.
Did he have something else going on, you think?
In hindsight?
Probably.
Always.
Yeah. Let's 50, get 50. Him on. Wait, what are
you calling if you're listening? 303-222-5423. Did you sleep with Erica? A weird thing happened like last week, and I was asking off air, like, it's probably a T-hat question more than anybody else, which is weird, because you believe in the woo-woo of everything.
Okay.
Like,
I do as well.
Yeah, but, okay, you do?
Yeah, was I'm there, not... Into
was
there crystals,
a, was mercury in the microwave or something?
It was not. I looked for you.
Because something happened and literally anybody I've even brushed by their naughty bits.
Woo woo. Me. Yeah. I'll be the woo woo. It was like kind of a big week, so they were all reaching out to you.
Oh.
Woo woo. Woo woo.
Oh, it's because just everything, like the we had a bigger than normal social media presence maybe.
That.
We got in their feed a little more and then all of a sudden they were like, maybe I should just say hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you had multiple though? That's all they said is just hey.
No, it was just different things like they'd be like, "Oh, I just went by this place and reminded me of the hotel we stayed at." And it's like
And the question is, how did you respond? Because that was the whole Reddit. Mm-hmm. You responded want to hang out?
No, no.
Picture of your junk.
Thank you, TX, for understanding. It wasn't my junk, but it's one I have in storage.
Okay, good.
No, I don't. Here's the thing. We were talking, like, do you block your ex?
I have one blocked. Maybe two.
Oh, my God. What if he needed a kidney?
He cheated on me. He doesn't get the kidney.
But, you hate him?
Yes, and so does my entire family. I don't want anyone to die, but my entire family still refers to him as the embarrassment.
Wow. Ooh.
I can't block anybody. And I have people who've hurt me. No, it's not backbone. What if they need something?
That's not up to you. You don't have to fix them.
It's not your responsibility.
If somebody really needed something, male or female, I've got guy friends who've betrayed me in a hard way, but like, I won't block them.
They will find it from someone else.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't block people, but I always, because I kind of, don't you want to know if they reached out? Because if they're blocked and they text you, you just don't even get it at all, right?
I'd love for them to see the green message and go, well, that's
it. Does it show green if you blocked them?
If you're on Apple, yeah. It goes from blue to green. But I was thinking about this literally yesterday. What happens in group texts? Let's say I block Slacker.
Right.
And I'm in a group text with all of us.
Does he get...
We could try it.
Still, yeah.
Okay, not me. We blocked somebody. All right, so here's what we want to do. And I hope this works, but like, have you gotten a weird text from your ex? Mm. Or a great text from your... Like, I want to talk about ex texts.
Okay.
Like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe it went good.
It rekindled everything.
Yeah.
I am a circle backer, it turns out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Turns out we all know that.
All right. If you got a weird or loving or touching ex text, we want to hear all about it. 303-222-5423. Call that number or, you ready? Text it. Hack.
I get a text from an ex. Her mother texts me every year on my birthday.
Her mother?
Her mother does, yeah. Not the actual ex. I haven't talked to her in over a decade.
How long ago did you break up?
At least 15 years ago. And she's...
And her mother still texts you?
15 years feels like it's time to give up.
Yeah.
Does she say you're perfect for my daughter? What does she say to you?
So it's been downgraded in recent years. For the first 10 years or so that she would text me, it would just say, happy birthday, sweet boy.
Sweet boy.
Yes.
That's like what I call my nephews.
Or my dog.
Okay. Yeah. So platonic. That's right.
Well, this is her mom. Yeah, okay.
And so I just, thank you. I just say thank you. Uh-huh. And then a year goes by. We don't talk at all. And then again. And then recent years, it's been downgraded to just happy birthday.
And you feel the need to respond every year.
I do, yeah.
You have to.
I feel like, yeah.
She doesn't need anything.
She needs a response. She, like, if somebody says happy birthday, you got to say thank you.
I don't know.
I agree, yeah. That's. Although I was going through and on Facebook now, I'm liking everybody who posted on my wall, like happy birthday. And then you realize you're like, these are all the exact same messages with the exact same emojis. There's just a standard post on the wall.
It does it. Yeah.
So I gave up halfway through. I'm like, I'm not.
Screw these people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. What would you do if an ex said, I miss you right now? Hack.
I don't think I would respond actually. If I'm in this, I'm still married with kids. It would just.
Well, yeah. If it was. Today,
yeah, I would.
But you're gonna just let them sit there, like
yes.
There's no part of you that wonders.
Leave them on red. I love doing
but
that.
What if you guys? I'm not trying to torpedo because I really do want people to call.
Receipts on just so they could see I read.
Oh
it.
My god, that's so mean. Like, wow, what if they're what if they're at a crossroads existential crisis and they're just like, I miss you. Like they just want to be heard at that moment. And your response doesn't mean I want to sleep with you again. Although I probably do. But
not rule it out.
No, but just to be like, yeah, we had some good times. Like, give them something.
What's the point?
Just because what if they're
in Slacker especially? I'm sorry to do this, but for T-Hack, Aaron, or myself, what is the point of responding?
To help them in whatever is
not
making
my problem
them
anymore.
I see what you're saying. I feel like I would be just out of politeness,
I
have to say something
feels
back.
Like a cry for help, a little bit, doesn't it? To go like,
or it's a manipulation.
But you don't have to respond to it in a not like you don't have to fall for it. You can just go like, mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like when the one talked about the hotel we stayed at. I was like, yeah, that was a fun trip.
There's no point in responding to that. I understand you wanting to be a good person and if they really need emergency medical attention, but I am not that person for you. You decided when you cheated that door was closing. I am no longer your emergency contact. Live with it.
But you're making eye contact with me and saying all those
things.
And I didn't do any of those things. friends to you.
But her ex did.
Okay, right. That one, there's one that you're not allowed to respond to.
No, he actually did text when my sister passed, and it was a really sweet message. He could probably say, like, hey, how are you? And I would say, like, hope you're doing well, and just leave it at that.
Right. You don't answer the question, but you're like, I hope you're good.
Yeah, for sure.
I hope this works, but if you, like, I'm really curious what people do when their ex texts and how weird did they get? Because, like, for women, you got to get a DP every once in a while, a DP.
No,
not from exes.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're just like, oh, I want to maybe try the circle back and maybe this will have her go like, huh?
No, are you sending DPs?
No! Well, not mine. No.
Right.
I've gotten it. Wow. There's one guy who has messaged me almost every month since September, and I leave him on read every time.
And you have read receipts on.
I do have read receipts on. We never even really dated, so I should probably block him.
But you slept with him.
I didn't. No, I said we never even really dated.
I didn't know what dated meant. I thought sleeping and dated were like, don't roll your eyes in here.
That's not even a circle back, though. He's still trying. He's just still on the first round.
All right. X-Text, if you've got one, read it aloud on the show. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about X-Texts.
Mm-hmm.
And do we want, did anybody call claiming to be Erica's ex?
Quite a few, actually.
Quite the bachelorette trip.
Yeah, right?
So we got some texts on this, which is ironic.
Yeah. They're used to it, okay. Right? Someone said, my ex broke my effing heart 10 years ago, tore me up for a long time, and I stayed single for 9 years.
Oh,
then
my God.
Out of nowhere, he messages me on Facebook, saw it, and almost immediately crapped themselves. Now we've been together for a year and a half.
Wow.
Oh.
Circle back.
Yeah.
It works.
And I asked if
they waited for 9 years.
Yeah. That's
9 years.
The ex is running out of the room to go answer calls, and he had to circle back for 9 years. Samantha.
Yay.
X text, what do you got?
So quick backstory. I supported my ex and his family for 7 years, and I finally moved out because his dad threatened to kill me, like chase me down the hall, the whole thing. 5 days later, he texted me asking if I could pay their dog's vet bill because they didn't have the money.
The same person who tried to kill you?
His dad tried to kill me.
Okay.
And then the ex needed the vet.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Money. Oh, it's the parents' dog. It's their dog, not his dog. It's his parents' dog. So he asked me if I could pay the vet bill. Like trying to play on my heartstrings because he knows I love that dog, but I was like, no.
This is why Erica blocks.
Yeah. Yes.
Because I'd pay it.
Oh my God.
I would. I know it's crazy, but I would. It's not the dog's fault.
It's the dog that gets you on this one.
Yes. It's not the dog's fault. So you, no matter how crappy that family is, that dog doesn't deserve to be sick.
Samantha should get ownership of the dog.
Yeah. Did you pay?
I wish I could, but he actually passed away, and there was no way I could have afforded that vet bill anyway.
Oh, this is getting so dark in here.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Okay.
But this is proof that you block.
I should block.
Yeah.
Oh, now he's listening.
No.
Which, okay, going back to blocking real quick, we did have a text. Someone said that apple doesn't change the color anymore. It stays blue, and it says delivered, even though they don't get it.
So they're just...
I still want to test it with blocking Slacker.
Right, right.
But
can we block Tiak?
No,
he's so less
him.
Fragile than I am. I'm so... Diana?
Yes, yay.
Yay. Text from the ex. What'd you get?
So my ex just texted me like 3 weeks ago. Just had my second child and also... I had heart surgery, but I'm doing well. And we dated like ago. I'm into my.
So he just wanted you to get an update that he's got two kids and his heart doesn't work?
He texted that or he texted you after that happened?
Yeah, he texted me after his heart surgery and stuff. Oh. Yeah. But, okay. I find it. Like, I would never, be romantically involved with this guy ever, ever again. But at some point of our lives, we were like important to each other. So, you know, I appreciate it.
Did you respond?
Okay.
Yes, I did. I said, oh, that's wonderful. I'm glad you're doing well. And that's all I said.
Now I'm back to not blocking.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
You're a good person.
She's a great person. Yeah. And you're terrible, Erica.
Yeah.
You didn't even throw in a like, well, you ripped my heart out. Or like any.
Oh, my God. No. You can't show weakness in your response.
But it's weird.
Why is it weird?
Okay. If I went and texted every ex of mine after getting engaged and said, just want to let you know I got engaged. It's weird.
That is weird. I don't like
it. Okay, that's weird. But maybe
this is kind of like a Christmas card approach. Yes. Like just letting everyone know I had heart surgeries, two kids.
Yes.
I'm still madly in love with you. Right. Just letting everyone know.
Maya.
Yay.
Text from the ex. What do you got?
Yeah, my ex was actually already blocked, and then I received a Venmo that said, I miss you. It was just a dollar. But then
you gotta miss me more than that.
I know.
So he knew he was blocked.
Right. Yeah. So he probably saw the green messages,
which don't exist anymore. They changed that. We just found out. But like, so.
Oh yeah.
So Venmo's the
way. Wait. So he sent you a dollar, right? Didn't request it.
Right. Yeah. Okay. He sent me a dollar. I unblocked him and I said, "You got to do better than that." But then he didn't, and then we talked for a little bit, but yeah, that's it.
When you say talked, because I'm learning that not everything means what it thinks it means. Did you boink him again?
No, but we did talk.
It was only a dollar.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
We got to break Erica in on something. We want to talk about UFOs.
Okay.
Ooh.
That's a ghost.
Oh, right.
They'd be more like, pew, pew. Okay.
Maybe you need to break me in. Okay. She seems to know a lot.
Can you hum? Can you whistle?
No, I can't.
That's... Oh, my God. If you do both, that's a UFO.
Oh.
Like,
that's like a what?
Are you showing off?
A little.
Yeah.
I was abducted as a child. Okay, here's what we want. The reason this is a trial by fire for Erica is because we want you to call if you've got a UFO story. The bulk of people who have UFO stories live in my neighborhood. They live in an area called Commerce City or Brighton.
Where the unwell people go.
We're not exactly put...
But that's from the UFOs and from the aliens.
Correct. Right. Maybe we were fine before we were third and fourth kind, close encounters of the third kind.
Third kind
is when you've made contact.
Slacker, have you yourself?
I have
experienced a UFO.
Yes, more than one. Like legit.
Tell me more.
I hold on. First, okay, how many people in the room have seen one?
Maybe.
Oh my God. So we can't even, nobody's going to call if we don't have at least two people in here who've seen one.
I would love to be convinced, but I'm just not sold.
You've never seen one.
I don't know. I can't remember things.
Do you believe in aliens?
Yeah. Like I think there's something other than us out there, but like, are they frequenting Earth? I don't know.
So you don't think it's weird that I'm going to get so hammered for this.
You don't, what?
Just we've had leaps in technology that seem like we had help.
Maybe we did. I would love to be convinced of that as well.
I would say this. Like I'm going to get conspiratorial right now. We today, modern man, could not build the pyramids. Period. Full send. We couldn't do it.
Didn't they like do something where okay.
They've tried. They've been like, oh, they just rolled them on logs. No way.
Yeah, that seems
no. No way.
Didn't they do something where they found they weren't as old as they thought?
They think they're older.
Older. Yeah. Well, that really changes my mind.
They have like water damage on them. And the last time that area would have had water is a really, 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 really long time ago.
Yeah, all
right. Am I ruining everything right now? Because no. I'm one of the people. So like I've seen a couple different
just
times.
Get to the probing.
But like I've never been probed, I don't think.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Because we don't need you to have been touched by an alien, but we just want to hear your UFO stories. Because but like if an alien grabs you, they definitely probe.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? Like up the.
Sure. Well, or whatever.
Like put a chip in you. Or yeah. Like...
Oh, just like prick your skin.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. They could do it that way, but they don't seem to like to.
will not make fun of you if you call in. I've seen, when I was young, there was like five lights in a row, like over my hometown of Longmont, Colorado. Like just, and like all the neighbors came out. We were all just like, what the what? And they hovered there forever. Like the lights that happened in Arizona. You guys remember that happening?
No.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There was like five, and then they're like, oh, weather balloons. It's like, No, it wasn't. Like,
my problem is I don't think I'm paying close enough attention.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And seeking out UFO behavior in
camp?
The world. No. Oh. Have you seen me? Do I camp?
Because I don't think you can see them in the city as well. Like,
that's my problem.
That makes sense. And that's why if they do come, they wouldn't go to a city because they'll be spotted.
Right.
They can't.
And you're not, you don't want to probe everybody. You just want to grab that one lone camper. He's like,
right up the.
Yep. And yeah. Just, well, then they mm-hmm. find sheep like inside out and stuff.
Inside out?
Yeah, for
or
sure.
Or upside down?
No, inside out. Like you're driving down the road and there's basically an imploded sheep.
I didn't like that sound.
I got a whole bunch of them. So I'll do the whole thing for you. Ready?
No, no, no.
That's a lot.
Can we just get all to right. other people's
if
stories?
If you have a UFO encounter, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The one time that I think I saw one, I was driving on Hampden approaching university.
Oh God,
and there was
this.
Just this like silver thing in the sky. And I like...
Can you describe it more?
No, it was just this like line of silver. And it was very bright, very sparkly. Looked away.
And it was like flat?
It was pretty flat.
Okay, that's interesting.
It wasn't like a Mylar balloon or whatever. Like,
because people will always... Yeah. Somebody's going to call, this Mylar balloon just stuck in it. What?
And I like looked at the road and then looked back and it was gone.
Interesting.
I don't know.
So I've described this one before when I was at my apartment at one point way back in the day. Same thing, kind of silver, but it looked like a school of fish that were silver kind of swimming around each other, just kind of like, but in the sky.
Sounds pretty Mylar balloony.
But it was like, it would have to have been like 20 Mylar balloons kind of like dancing and not going up or just like in one spot. And I was like, what? Almost like in bad Japanese porn, how they pixelate out the...
What?
I haven't seen that.
Why are you
Sorry.
Watching?
I don't know.
Hack back to you.
Your first day on Earth.
All right. If you're still listening, which I can't imagine why you would be.
Because we might get to probing.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Right now we're talking about UFO people.
Mm-hmm.
TAC has already talked to them. Are we in danger? Do we need restraining orders or you think we're good?
No, we're good. We're good.
Okay.
We might get probed.
Yay! Maria.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Hi. UFO. What have you seen? What have you done?
Oh, I met.
What?
Yeah. So I was in South America when I was 19 years old. So this is over 20 years. And it was.
Do you know what's happening right now?
Lake.
The alien.
Yeah. And suddenly, mm-hmm. All the parents was.
Okay, Hack, can you tell us what she saw? Because we're getting every third word from her.
She saw it in Ecuador.
She saw a UFO.
Could you just describe? You don't know what she saw.
I don't like to talk about other people's probings. It feels very personal.
Rowan.
Yai.
UFOs probed or not? Let's hear yours.
Yeah. So this story got handed down to us from my aunt and uncle.
Mm.
They were camping up. Do you know where Poudre Canyon is?
Yeah.
Yeah, up by Fort Collins.
Yeah, up there by Fort Collins. I believe our morning show girl there, Jamie's got a cabin out there by Poudre.
Mm.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, it's a nice area. Yeah.
Hold on. Rowan, can I have a moment?
Yep.
Rocket scientist Eric over here is trying to sound it out, and she thinks it's like Poudre, like P-O-O-T-E-R, like Cooter with a P.
Well, actually, first I heard Cooter, Cooter. I was like, no.
Up there in Cooter Canyon.
Yeah,
no, it's Poudre,
Okay.
But it's O-U-D-R-E, Poudre. But when there's UFOs up there, it's more like pooter. Feels like
we could have gone powder, but okay.
No, it's like pooter.
It's pooter.
Pooter. Like, you know, you do... Whoa, I almost said a bad word. You do stuff on your pewter. Your pooter.
I'm done with this. Can we go back to Rowan?
Rowan, keep going, buddy. Sorry.
Okay, yeah. So anyways, they were going to bed, and it was getting dark. It was after dark. And they saw some headlights kind of coming up the valley where they were camping.
Okay.
And so they didn't, you know, think much of it. It could be another car. But then they were looking at the headlights, and the headlights started getting kind of further apart. And at some point they thought, oh, those are like too far apart to be a car.
Two motorcycles, maybe?
That was my thought.
Yeah, well, they were wondering, like, yeah, two motorcycles. Anyway, so then they stopped really far apart from each other, and something was up because they couldn't figure out how the headlights would be there with where the road was. And then in the silhouette against the tent, they saw two figures that were kind of very long figures, like people, but just really super long.
So they did actually see aliens. Like, we never get people calling with aliens. It's always just the craft.
The UFO, yeah.
Can I ask?
Yeah.
Is it just a long shadow?
Oh, that is how shadows do work.
Yeah.
Not important.
Okay.
Right.
So,
I'm sorry to yuck your yum.
No, so it was weird, but, you know, I mean, they were still worried because, like, the people were kind of approaching their tent.
Yeah.
So my aunt turned to my uncle to tell him, get the gun. Hmm. And then they basically just went lights out. That's all they remember. And they woke up the next morning both remembering this. My aunt had a scar on the back of her knee.
Shut up! Whoa. She got probed!
Yeah. And she showed us that scar. So,
what? She's what, that scar?
Yep.
Showed us. Is on her pooter.
Okay.
Wow.
That's incredible. We've never had somebody get probed or get chipped.
Yeah.
That's awesome. But it wasn't you, but that's still cool. Is your aunt still alive?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's part of the, like, kind of campfire lore in our family, so.
Wow.
Do you think she would let us probe her a little bit?
Hey.
I mean, just see.
No, can we get a scan to see if something's in there?
Yeah. Like, let's get after it.
Yeah.
Or try to hit the reset button on it. Like, it's like a chip, like a vet chip. You go up to it and, like, run the little woo, woo, woo. And it's like
see in your pet?
Yeah. You just run the little thing. I wonder if they chip us like they're chipping a. They're like, ooh, we like this one. I want to remember
makes
where this
feel
one's
like
at.
A little sim.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of cute.
Thank you, Cecile.
Yay!
UFOs. This is getting weird in here. What's your story?
My uncle and aunt were driving me and my mom in Mexico on the highway, and all of a sudden, every single car on the highway was stopped. We got out of the car to see what was happening and looked up, and there was a oval metal shaped object spinning in the air.
Whoa.
Was anyone like racing towards it?
No, everybody was just frozen. It was literally out of a movie. Everybody was just looking up with their mouths dropped.
Did the cars stop because everyone saw it, or did the cars just stop working?
Great question. No, everybody just was in awe.
Yeah, they saw it and they just pulled over. They're like, what the hell?
Did you see it take off?
Yeah. Yes. So we were just looking at it, and all of a sudden, in a split second, it was gone.
Wow. That seems pretty UFO-y.
Yeah, it passed the hair on my arm test.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. The funny part is when we got to our hotel down in Mexico, the news had reported it as a weather balloon, and everybody called BS on it.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But nobody got probed, which is weird.
Whatever it was, it made me late. I'll tell you that. Traffic's terrible.
Allie?
Yay.
UFO stories. I know you have a bunch of them.
Can you just tell
us one, because we're almost out of time?
Yeah, absolutely. So in high school, my husband lived in like the basement level of his house. They lived out in the country, and his radio would just go berserk at like random times. Like, I remember even being over there, like the volume would blare, or it would just turn on when we never had it on. There was a time where like he woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning, staring outside of his like basement level walkout door, just looking at the sky. He had no idea how long he was there.
before he kind of woke up out of it. And then there was at one point he heard at like, again, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, like crunching of like carpet, like people walking downstairs. And he was younger, so he slid between his bed and the wall to kind of hide because he had no idea who it was. Whatever it was, came in his room, went to his bed, stood there because he could hear it, and then walked back out and never bothered him. But, like, he never heard the doors open or anything like that.
I'm just like, so, I don't so they want- can fly across the universe.
But they can't see the kid hiding.
You're a kid.
I just walked through the door.
Well, it was like he had like a huge, like, what do they call it? It was almost like, God, I can't remember what they call it. Those like sailor beds. It was like a raised bed with drawers underneath.
Yeah. Those aliens, they struggle with those.
Apparently, drawers. I don't know.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of a person who was broken down and then mad about somebody towing them.
How dare they?
How
outrageous
dare they?
I've got a story that will top that with something awful.
Oh.
So descriptive.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
All right, so a woman from Pennsylvania.
Go back. Come on, yins.
That yins. Is a thing they say.
Yins is this way.
Okay. It's like use or y'all. Yins.
Interesting. Okay. Also, would never say use, but regardless, everyone gird your loins because a woman was angry in Pennsylvania having a road rage incident, just a lot like that. She was upset that another driver, she was upset at another driver, so she stopped.
She stopped her car.
She jumped out of her car.
Yeah.
She ran to the car she's mad at.
That's what we do.
She took a dump.
I'm sorry, what?
She took a dump. You guys, on the hood of this car. She was so angry, she said,
Can I just?
I get poop shy. How does one do this?
No, poop shy one, yes, for sure. But like, this has happened before on Stupendously Stupid Stories where it's like in the back of the squad car, somebody flings poo at the officer or whatever. Like different things like that. Anybody in this room got one in the chamber right now?
No, that's what I was saying. How do you poop on command?
Could you really?
No, probably not. Not without my bidet.
Maybe that's why she was angry. She was trying to get to a bathroom.
Oh,
quickly.
You're
maybe.
Right. Yeah.
She's like, you know what? Like, you messed me up. Yeah. I'm going to come turd on your
wrath of
hood.
Okay.
I just said turd and dump in the same.
You did. Welcome.
Yeah.
My story also not from Florida.
Aww.
But it is from Germany. Yeah, oh, Erica doesn't know we talk like this during the German.
I want some pretzels.
Wow, that's helpful. So this man in Germany was driving and his car broke down.
Oh.
Get to the chopper.
Is Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No, he's from Austria. German? That's what makes it even more ironic.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so a man came and said, I will tow you.
Nine.
Yet. So the man hooked up a tow rope and they started to drive away. Then that man proceeded to drive 100 miles per hour while towing. And he's just in his car in abject terror.
It's an Autobahn.
He drove 100 miles an hour.
Oh, wow.
The dude's trapped in his car and he's just flashing his lights and honking his horn.
Slow down,
begging for mercy.
It's not a jet ski. Slow down.
Eventually, other people driving on the road called the police.
Oh my goodness.
And he was.
Poor guy.
Forced.
Wouldn't you
towed.
Think you were being kidnapped?
No!
I would for sure be like, I'm being kidnapped.
No, you're not. You're just getting towed where you want to go. Really? Really? Really fast.
Fast.
Those were all of the stupid people we could find and dump upon.
No!
For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.